Hey guys, welcome to the Kids Podcast. This is episode 17. We'll go with 15, rough estimate. Shook the die, snake eyes, that's what we get. So,
oh, that was a good one.
And we're going back another good episode for you guys. We got Jude, Jeremy, Justice here in the crowd, and we're going to roll right into it. And we're going to talk about how we really want sports to come back, and we just want to start with the UFC. So, Jude, you didn't know about it, so I'll talk about it. So, the UFC, their way to get out of this whole coronavirus thing was like, oh, we'll just buy an island, and then it's international. You can do whatever the hell they want. It's like their own little, like, domain, right? And so, they're going to do is have fights in some island in probably the middle of the Bahamas. And Disney, who's the one that broadcast their fights on ESPN Plus, they canceled their fight because they said, no, we're not going to do that. Dana White was ticked. I just want to know what you guys thought about the UFC getting canceled. Dude, pretty upset about that?
I mean, if you look at the fight on what was going on and who was fighting and everything, it was top three or four contenders throughout the entire card, right? So who wouldn't want to watch that? Who wouldn't pay to watch that? Considering we haven't had a sporting event for the last, what?
Month?
2 months.
They would have broken every record they've ever had.
Yeah. It would have sold. Everybody would have bought that. Every single person. That's an exaggeration.
Well, I'm telling you, that would have been. I feel like you could have got a close $800 million card.
Yeah.
Like be crazy. I think you could get $800 million.
Yeah.
$800 million.
Yeah, so exactly.
$800,000 pay per views.
Whatever the number is. Yeah, we'll go with your numbers there, Walsh. But yeah, I'm with that.
Or $8 million. $8 million. Yeah.
Sounds right. I mean, but if you look at the numbers and look at the stats and on all the guys who are fighting, it was gonna be the best UFC event of all time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right, even throwback to Chuck Liddell when Chuck Liddell fought Rampage Jackson, all those kinds of events and all that kind of stuff. I remember watching that upstairs with my dad and being like, "Oh shit, my favorite fighter Chuck Liddell,
just got his ass whooped by
Rampage Jackson."
The thing was, back in the day, watching Chuck Liddell get his ass whooped was entertainment. You didn't care if you won or lost.
Chuck Liddell was the GOAT.
The thing is, when you saw him get killed, you're still like, that was a damn good fight, though.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He's still,
you got his swings in.
Because the only thing Chuck Liddell needed was one hammer.
One hammer.
You know, exactly. You need one fist to the face, and the fight's over.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how down in the fight he is. One fist to the face, and he won.
Yeah, and that was
that's what I loved.
And that was back when, in the UFC, everyone just fought straight up. There was no ground game.
No.
So it was like it was boxing. But in a cage, and to win was to hit him hard enough so he has to go on the ground, and then when he's on the ground, just stomp on him. Yeah.
One of the very first people to introduce ground game, well, one of my favorites, Anderson Silva.
Oh, probably. OG.
You know what I'm saying? Because he still had a fist like mother trucker.
Nice.
And thank
good
you.
Save.
And, mother trucker. Yeah, he still had a fist like nobody else, but his ground game was ridiculous. He was Brazilian, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Brazilian jiu-jitsu is the biggest jiu-jitsu in the world.
BJJ.
Yeah, BJJ. Almost forgot the extra J there, and I was getting a little weirded out.
But what you thinking, though? Like, you feel like Disney was kind of being a little pansy-squanzy with the whole, oh, we don't like the, we don't, what was it? Like, they don't like the look of it. We don't like the look of it.
We can't support that. No way. We can't be the people to. We can't be the people to do that. No way. No.
A little bit of a liability, and they already make billions of years. So they said, "Why would we?"
True. But imagine.
By the same time,
imagine
though,
that new UFC check that you would have received.
Oh.
You. Yeah, but just imagining, kind of like what you said about Disney already making billions of dollars. What would have been better is to have more billions of dollars. So, I mean, like,
great
that's
point.
You
could
have
paid
all
those
Disney.
That's it. Too many
you
billions
can never have
of dollars.
Too many. I mean,
there's
never
there,
a problem.
Yeah, you could add more.
Now,
you could add some more.
Regardless of the whole, they don't like the outlook of it. There's two things. First of all, imagine I heard like rumors. Imagine telling Dana White, like,
no,
No, exactly. No. Like, and the thing imagine. Is, when you're with a company like Disney, like
they
when
don't
they tell you no, out. When yeah, they tell yeah, you yeah, no, yeah, yeah. it doesn't matter if you're the president of the United States.
Like you're not getting
Disney
it.
Says no, it's not happening.
And the exactly, conversation,
exactly. But Dana White's a whole different.
But thing dude, is, but adding on to Disney real quick, Justice, you know more about this than I do.
I do.
But they've closed like 3 times in history before the coronavirus, sure. right? And they've been closed since. For like a couple weeks now.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, they've been closed
now.
Yeah, but almost a month.
They closed when JFK got assassinated. They closed after 9/11, and they closed now.
Wow, yeah,
ridiculous.
That's
right?
crazy.
And
for a month though too. That's it, you know
it when JFK for, died, they closed for a day.
For a day. For when, after 9/11, I think it was.
Days,
maybe
man.
A week, 3 days,
4 days. Yeah, yeah, maybe a week.
JFK was
and
that
they're
loved,
going
man.
On. They're
he
going
was
on a
loved.
Month. Yeah, but they're going on a month now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like that. Pretty much tells you the situation.
Fucking crazy, dude.
No, 100%, dude. Holy. That's crazy to think about. And they're not even planning an opening up until, like, June. Or past June, actually.
Oh, dude, I don't know. How many people go in? How many
and
people
I think,
are at Disneyland? How many? 25,000?
Supposedly.
Every day.
Supposedly. They had sent out this notice, like, telling everybody, hey, like, we're probably not going to be open up until, like, June time. But one of our buddies actually has a ton of friends that work for the park, right? And all those buddies that he had all got, like, they've already been fired. Like, they're not going back to Disney anytime soon.
No.
So, like, it just seems like Disney's probably not going to be opening up anytime soon.
I think the interesting part is, if you're Disney and you sign a contract with the UFC, what do you expect, though? You know what I mean? Like, 100%. Like, if you sign a company that is on killing each other for
yes.
a living... like how? What? Like
doesn't make any sense.
Like it doesn't make that's but, the thing. It doesn't make sense. Like you.
But that's Dana White too, though. You know, like
at the same time, Dana White. Imagine like this thing. Dana White has never taken no for an answer.
Exactly.
His life. Now he's big business, so no is definitely an answer now.
So,
exactly.
So if they stuck
just big
with pay per view,
huh?
If they stuck with pay per view, they would have still been on.
Dude, they 100%. Probably would have been
what,
on.
What's the difference in money that they're making between pay per view and
enough
and,
to matter.
ESPN.
Enough to matter.
Yeah.
Probably. It was probably like a big percentage of a cut.
Yeah.
Enough to matter. Yeah.
It was enough for Dana White to be like, yeah, I'm going to dip on pay-per-view. And pay-per-view was probably one of the biggest, you know, broadcasters for, you know, special events like
well,
that.
It,
you know,
it
for
has
a
been
long,
so
long
time,
time. For a
like
long 10,
15
time.
Years
no,
at
like,
least.
When you heard about special events, like...
It was on
pay-per-view. It was on pay-per-view.
Exactly.
You know? And the UFC not being on pay-per-view now, just straight on ESPN is...
Yeah. I remember pay-per-view when it first, like, I started... I didn't figure out... I couldn't understand what pay-per-view was.
Exactly.
I was like...
Yeah,
I was
like,
what?
You
scroll
up too far, and you're like, 5.99 for a movie. What's that?
Yeah, it was like, I was like, yeah, it's back when you there was no like, you know, you had like a box that could control you. It was like, no, we're on cable, buddy.
Yeah,
so you had to call the phone number to
exactly.
get to
yeah,
get
I'm
it.
See, John Bones Jones beat this guy's ass.
he's like, wait, what's pay per view? Nobody knows what pay per view was, but I think the reason why it is because that was when ESPN was like legitimately. Launching,
yeah,
and it was like, oh, for $10 a month, you can get all the fights,
mm-hmm.
or you just get the pay per view. So it was, mm-hmm. that was a great deal for both of them.
Yeah.
But I guarantee pay per view probably takes 20% of the cut at least.
Oh,
you think ESPN probably said, what would you like, Dana?
Exactly.
It was like 1%. That was the end of that conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
super easy.
Oh,
super easy.
Easily, and then so still hopping off of sports though. The new Hard Knocks series was announced and. Our good old San Diego Chargers will be on there with the Los Angeles Rams. I just want to know, Jess, what do you think about that? You're a big Chargers fan, eh?
I think I hope to see YG on Hard Knocks. That's for damn sure.
I love
YG on Rams Hard Knocks, and I would love to see him show up.
Is he actually a Rams fan?
Yep.
Yes.
You don't remember when, who was it, Robert Woods?
Dude,
you know, scored a touchdown and went up to YG.
Oh,
YG
and he's
standing.
In all yellow because he will never wear blue. You know that?
Never
yeah.
wear blue.
He won't wear
are
blue.
Are you serious?
All yellow.
Well, I know the whole don't wear blue thing, but he was in all yellow.
All
that's
yellow.
Tough. That is tough.
It was Color Rush, too, I'm pretty sure. So they were wearing their all yellows,
that
too.
That is
and
dope.
It was sick.
No, I'm 100% positive.
Yeah.
I'm definitely hyped for Hard Knocks.
I'm 100% positive that we're going to get probably some, like,
quality content.
Kardashian shit, yo, like, featured dude, on, you know? Come on, like, Kanye West is probably going to be sitting in the background. Like, dude, they're going to be in LA. They're going to be, like, hitting up absolutely every connection like, they have. Hey, come through for the show.
I think the Rams were on a couple years ago, and Kendrick Lamar went on there for a little bit. I remember
that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, cool. Casual, we have Kendrick Lamar coming on.
A Hard Knocks of the NBA.
Dude, that would sick.
Be...
That'd be dope.
Imagine
that'd
the Lakers. Imagine, like...
The Lakers right now are, like...
Well, do you
see? Imagine creating a season for the Lakers for this upcoming season when LeBron was like making all those decisions with like
that was getting AD.
Yeah, if that was documented on a TV show, that would be dope.
But dude, nice. I guess to get off the whole, I guess the Hard Knocks thing was just an announcement.
Yeah.
On this podcast, I guess there's really not much to say except it's gonna be dope.
I'm excited. I want to see what
the board. In 5 days, maybe 6 days, 5 or 6 days, The Last Dance. Michael Jordan. That the documentary is coming out. That's really documented.
The last
they documented the last season of the Bulls run, the last championship run they made, and that's coming out in 1998.
Damn. People are finally going to have people who haven't really paid attention to basketball are finally going to see why LeBron James is probably not better than Michael Jordan.
Yep, you're going to see it firsthand.
The debate's going to spark up real quick after this documentary.
Yeah, it's going to be dope.
Well, if you think about it,
well, I mean, when
who's got a documentary about them winning six championships?
No, LeBron James will have a documentary
because this is like
okay. Probably. But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
What's the thing?
If you go to a girl's house six times, and you have sex six times out of six. Right?
You're goat.
You're the goat, right? But if you go, what, eight or nine times? Well, how many times has LeBron been to the friggin' the
nine final? Or
seven.
Ten.
Nah, seven.
I think it's eight.
At least eight.
Seven or eight. If you go to a girl's house eight
and
times.
Four.
And you only score.
And you only
yeah.
do the dirty three times.
Come,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
and then
like,
here's the thing. If like, dude goes to a girl's
and he's
house.
Working.
50? No.
Fuck.
That's funny. But,
I give myself a solid one.
take it.
Eat that every day. That's fine, bro.
And, I think it's very interesting because I don't know who documented it. I think it was ESPN. I think they've literally been sitting on this footage. Whoever it was has been sitting on this footage now for 20 years. And
really? I honestly hate when I hear when, like, just like just people with just outrageous money just sit on footage for sit on like music or just like, dude, these are things that you could be putting out to the people and you would still make twice as much. You know, like you're just sitting on it because you're just
talking about money at that point.
It's like there's just that,
like,
there's a
they
weird
want like people
thing
to come over and think they're cool. Hey, you want to watch something?
Exactly.
Look what I made. I think it's like those kind of tweaker people who like you want to see what I got in like the back, but like
only... all those people that have all that footage of just crazy stuff like already that have occurred. Like, dude, you could be making so much of just everything, and you put that out into the world, bro. Like that's dope.
What are you looking forward to most in the doc? We'll go around. What are you looking forward to most? What do you want to see? Like, what do you want to see out of it?
Honestly, I want to hear what like the locker room is like,
dude,
and the on-court stuff. Like, because everybody could go online and watch the highlights.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Everyone could go online and watch some interviews about Michael Jordan.
Yes,
but not a lot of people have seen, you know, like the on-court talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like the amount of
the
shit
trash talk.
Yeah, the trash talk.
Michael Jordan was
and
the
Michael
goat
Jordan
of trash
was
talk.
No, exactly. Yeah. He was known to just fucking get people on. Excuse my French, but like
so
that was
French. Jeremy, what do you want to see from it? Like, same thing.
It was literally that. Like I want to see what kind of person he actually, because I mean he's before our time. Like imagine actually witnessing, you know, the ball being played and all that with him, you know, in his prime. That probably would have been like so sick to see. I want to hear him talk about like Kobe. Honestly, I want to hear him talk about his like Kobe, because I watched this video basically.
Kobe was drafted what, 96, right?
Yeah,
they've played against each other.
Kobe played against Michael in his prime, and then Michael played against Kobe in the beginning of his prime, right? So because they were in the league for about that long at the same amount of time, and then by the time that by the end of the video, what it said is that like they're just kind of like the same level, but it's just I don't know. They're just both fucking legends. Excuse my French one more time.
That was French, yeah.
That was 100%. French.
But it's just like the debate of who's better, like who did this, who did that, it, dude, never ending. It's never ending. And it's going to be like, it's sick to talk about, but it's just, dude, it's just never
ending. As a Lakers fan, Michael Jordan, best player of all time, but no doubt Kobe's the GOAT.
True. I just feel like they hold different.
What do you want? What do you want to see?
Yeah. I just want to listen to Dennis Rodman speak. That's all.
That's
nice. I just want to hear from old good old Dennis. So I want to see his green hair and his married himself. I just want to hear that man.
I want to see about three or four things. Number one, well, this would be number four. Number four thing I want to see. I want to see the Kush master himself, the sensei, the voodoo, the coach. What's his name? Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson.
I want to see the yoga master himself in walking around with his sage.
Ooh.
Burning his sage around. I want to see that. Phil Jackson. I want to see Dennis Rodman do something stupid.
Yes.
I want to see Michael Jordan just laying it down on some guy, just letting him know how he's trash.
100%.
And I want to see, because people always talk about Michael Jordan and what he represented to people that we can't understand, but like, how he was glorified. Like, he was, like a legend in the country. You know what I mean? Like, people...
You know what's crazy? So, you know Zion made more money before he stepped foot on an NBA court than Michael Jordan made in his career.
That's crazy.
Really?
I just want
to
see...
That's crazy to think about.
Because people always talk about, in the late 90s, with Michael Jordan... Not 90s, with Michael Jordan, that, like, for a game, the crowd's outside the arena. For a regular season game,
absolutely
ridiculous. Like... Yeah.
He was bigger than LeBron James without social media.
That's facts.
Dude, fact. Just
the
imagine.
Were playing, like, you were watching.
Dude, yeah. like we're still talking about Michael Jordan in 2020. And his, like, dude, his name is going to last forever. Like, you're, like, that name is never going to be gone. Like, that's
and, like,
crazy.
This is back when, like.
David... I want to see him talk about Space Jam.
Yeah,
that's what I want to see him talk about.
When did Space Jam come out?
2003,
like,
I think.
Something like that.
Coming out.
But there's a new one coming out.
That'll be dope.
But I want to hear him talk about... Dude, that's sick,
that'd be dope.
Too.
That'd be
that
dope
movie
to
was
about.
Just dedicated about the Looney Tunes and Michael Jordan. Like,
that was dope.
How could you miss
dope.
That?
That was a dope
I missed that movie. I haven't seen that
now,
in
we're talking
a
about
long
movies.
Time.
I want it... And then... Yeah, so the whole... that was back, actually, when... So right now, they never talk about sports on, like, normal cable news, right?
Yeah,
like, ABC Tonight, right? No.
Yeah.
Unless something crazy happens, right? This is back when the Bulls played a game. Oh, by the way, guys, the Bulls won tonight.
Yeah,
just, like,
Bulls won tonight.
Just to let you know, the Bulls won tonight. Just game, like, 48
just imagine
of the season.
How the Bulls now feel about, like, this new documentary coming out about the Bulls, you know, about Michael Jordan playing on the team. Like, the current state of the Bulls. Like, I want to hear what they feel like, dude.
The crazy thing is, my dad's from Chicago, right? Growing up, he was born in, what, 72? So it was 18 and when 90 hit. 72 plus 18 is 90.
So
like during Michael Jordan's career, he was 20 years old, something like that. You know what I'm saying? And like he had all these experiences with him.
Yeah.
Like he witnessed all of it.
And okay. And what's crazy about it is that that the Bulls, like, transcended America.
Dude.
Like, people...
Like, the Bulls in the 90s, with everything that was happening in the 90s, like, dude, it was... Like, the Bulls are just everything.
You can't even pick words to describe.
No.
Like, in this documentary, it's going to be a 10-part documentary with anyone famous is in it. Like, they have, like, every famous person ever is, like, interviewed during... Like, they have Phil Jackson, Michael Jordan, Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, Steve Kerr, Kobe Bryant. I'm sure LeBron's in there too somewhere.
A bunch of
WNBA players. They have, I think Obama's in it. I think Obama's literally in the documentary. He's like just like the talk. They all just trying to talk about.
I'm sure.
The guy from the Miami
Dude,
Heat.
Dude, I want to hear.
He was the
Eric Spoelstra. Who?
The head
coach.
The coach for he was coach of the Lakers, the Knicks. Head guy in Miami right now.
Eric Spoelstra is
there. No. The GM president.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about. The Italian stallion, slick back hair.
Italian stallion.
You know, the second, what's his name?
Pat Riley.
Pat Riley's in it. Like, anyone ever isn't. I'm sure Larry Bird's in there. Oh, Magic Johnson's in there.
Magic. I want to hear what Magic has to say about Michael Jordan. Sure. I want to hear about what Michael Jordan was doing on his off time when he wasn't on the court.
You know, I really want that's to talk what about. I want to hear about. I want them to talk about Michael Jordan's dad getting killed.
True.
That is one of the most untalked about.
Wasn't his brother killed too? Didn't he have a brother that was murdered?
No, I don't know
about that. Okay. But that is the one thing that people never talk about. Michael Jordan's dad literally died because of Michael Jordan.
True.
Mm.
Michael Jordan is known to be, like, back in the day, was a, like, horrible gambler. Mm-hmm. Like, belligerent gambler.
Damn.
Like, and apparently Michael Jordan did not pay back some debts he owed.
Oof.
And his dad got killed because of it. Mm. Because of the mob.
The mob? This is
like, yeah, I didn't know that.
This is like, because they don't talk about it. This is like known to be 100% fat. Like, I was watching. You guys, I'm sure you guys have been on YouTube a while. Who's the guy that's always on your YouTube feed? The Michael Franzia guy that's like the ex mob boss. I'm sure you guys have seen these videos on your like suggested page.
Sure, I have.
It's like this guy who's an ex mob boss, and he was like, "Yeah, we killed his dad." Like pretty much straight up.
No way.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
Like
crazy.
Pretty crazy. So that and what happened was is the mob told the NBA Michael Jordan needs to leave the NBA for a few years to cool it down, and you guys need to tell him to come back a few years later, and that's why he played baseball. Not because of his dad, like, you know, he's like, oh, I just like want to retire right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, because he was going to get killed.
He was going to get killed.
The mob was going to kill him.
No way.
That's gnarly.
Yeah. I mean, look it up.
Do your research. This is like pretty much facts now, where all these guys that are like getting out of jail from the mob are all talking about it now, and they're that's all like, gnarly. How...
Crazy.
He did not retire because he just didn't want to play basketball anymore. He wanted to go play baseball for his dad. Maybe that was true, but the NBA told him you need to like stop playing for a little bit because you're going to get glopped out.
What did he play with when he came back?
He played for the Bulls.
No, the first time he retired. The first time he retired, then he went, the one, the whole Space Champ thing where he plays baseball.
Yeah.
That was after his dad got killed because of his gambling. And then he went back again.
Yeah.
And then he retired again. And then he played for the Wizards.
The Wizards.
Where he would drop 40 a night, but the team would win 3 games a year.
Literally.
True.
Pretty baller, if you ask me. That's like a definition just to keep people in the seats. Right. But since we're talking about movies, though.
Sounds about white.
I want to get... We all know y'all been watching a lot of movies. Jeremy, what was the last movie you watched?
Last movie I watched was actually the brand new Toy Story. Have you guys seen that? The new Toy Story? Dude,
I've not seen
real
it,
nice.
No,
it's like
better
sick.
Than Toy Story 3?
It's a good movie.
Oof. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Just your
maybe.
Big Disney
it
guy,
is sad.
Right?
Yeah.
You liked it?
Yeah, I liked it. It's pretty good.
What's the... Nah, I guess I know what it's about. Just Toy Story. You know what I mean?
It's just
about toys.
Yeah.
It's about toys.
But I
want to
talk about what are 5 movies that are recently came out that you guys think everyone should go see?
Oof. Oh, I couldn't even name 5 movies that came out in 5 years.
Honestly.
Once Upon a Time Hollywood. Go watch that.
La La Land.
I don't know. That's an interesting... You can skip through an hour and a half of Once Upon a Time Hollywood.
Watch the last
45
minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll get the grip.
1917. I don't know if you saw that one.
I haven't seen that one. I'm excited for that
It's shot with one camera angle the
one
whole time.
Camera, yep.
What?
It's a single camera film. So, like, there's no cuts.
There's no cuts.
That's pretty dope. It is so sick
because the whole time, you feel
dope.
Like you're there. After 30 minutes and you're like, this is not stopping.
I heard there's not a lot of dialogue either. It's just like...
Very little. Yeah. Very little dialogue. And he's literally
just... It's just an experience, basically.
It's like 2.5 hours of, like, you being nervous. Because, like, after a while, you're like...
Do you watch it?
You guys seen Uncut Gems?
2.5 hours of just sweaty arms.
That was next. Uncut Gems, movie of the year. I don't know how that
works. Dude hated it, dude.
Are you serious?
I love that, bro. What did you like about it? Please tell me. How you were sitting on the edge of your seat the whole time and nothing ever freaking happened? God, because that was me. I left the movie theater 30 minutes early.
His ass got glopped at the end.
Yeah, I didn't stay for that part.
I didn't stay for that part.
They got in a fight in the first 30 minutes of the movie. Found this gem and bought it, whatever. Sold it to KG. And then the opal? Yeah, the opal. And then literally the entire movie is him, like, going through stuff with his wife and his kids and, like, having this side girl and like, getting into more fights. I just didn't like it.
A lot of people didn't die and you lost interest.
It was like an action movie where nobody died.
Okay.
He got shoved naked in the trunk of a car.
I just know that Adam Sandler was, like, basically like praising himself. He's like, dude, yeah. I better get a Grammy for this movie.
He didn't. No, he did a good job.
Did he get a Grammy? I'm not sure. Did he? Oscars are for movies, but I don't know.
Oh, Oscars. Sorry, he was gonna get an Oscar. Whatever. I apologize.
I know. I can't keep up with these. Yeah, there's so many. They give awards for peeing in a toilet.
Whatever it might be.
I want to see The Hunt. You guys heard about that?
I have not seen that. Let me know if that's good.
I want to see it. If you don't know what it's about, Jeremy, it's based like off the mock style. I don't know what it's based on, but
it's based off the book. I think The Greatest Game. Do you remember that
the most
book?
Dangerous game?
The most dangerous game. Yep.
Okay, I'm there.
I've seen the trailer for
it. It's based off the scenario. Yeah. Not off the book. So but based off the scenario of the book.
It's rich people that are kidnapping and hunting poor people for sport.
Oh,
and everybody knows it's happening, but everybody knows it's not happening.
I think it's like an actor, it's like a show, exactly, it's super interesting.
I'm really excited.
Well, so, we all read the book back in what, freshman year when we read that book, where, you know, what's his name, whatever, the count, whatever his name was,
count whatever his face is,
he killing people, whatever, it doesn't matter, but yeah, it's basically the same thing, but we all just, we all read the book back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It was gnarly.
What are some other...
Like, whether you chose to read it or Spark Notes, it doesn't matter. You should know a little bit.
The book I did read back in high school, like through and through, was Fahrenheit 451.
That's a good book.
That was a good book.
Not the best one we got assigned. No, definitely not.
But I liked that read. It was a good read.
I liked that book, though. I thought it was...
You know,
I think it got boring after a while because is this the one about the government spying on you?
No, right, this is the one.
Was this the one about?
Yeah. No, this one where they burned the books.
That was like weird because that was like World War II, but
Big
like
Big Brother and all.
It was like a combination of those two books and World War II. It was like all.
It just talked about like all like the few like just super futuristic stuff that like you probably weren't hearing about when this book came out.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's you know, there's like this conspiracy theory where everyone's saying like, oh, everything in this book is like occurring now, you know, like all this is happening.
That's what I was saying. I was like, that was the point of that book, right?
Exactly.
It was kind of real now, right?
Yeah, supposedly. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not. Yeah,
so that book came out in like 1920, right?
Later than that, but yeah.
But like it was still like 30 years prior.
I think it was. I think it's like 1960, buddy.
There was nothing close to what was going on in 1980.
No, it wasn't fathomable. Nothing was fathomable. That was all imagination.
Oh wait, hold on. Are we talking about 1984 or Fahrenheit 451?
I think they're both the same. I think we put both as the same category.
They're pretty similar. They're pretty similar.
Similar idea. But completely different books, but similar idea.
Yeah, okay. But like it came out 30 years prior to any of this stuff actually happening.
Yeah.
30 years prior to the book, and now we have that stuff nowadays. Would 60, 70 years later than when the book came out.
Government spying on you and everything. Yeah. Now that one, I think the Big Brother one's more accurate with the whole like...
It's pretty wild.
How true it is.
But
But I think those books, both of them just I did not like because the whole time the tone of the book did not change.
Yeah.
Like the whole time just like
it was black and gray the whole time.
Exactly. And it was like very like obvious what your point was. Like your point is to like make us scared about I don't know, whatever. And I was like
And it was like, all right, we get it, the government's watching. Oh no, it's really watching. Oh no, it's not watching, just kidding, it's like we get the point.
Yeah. I was like, so you tell me you don't want us to have
I think we should start a book club.
Yes. Let's
I
do
think
it.
That was about the worst damn thing you ever said in your whole life.
Hey, peace out.
Laters.
Later, y'all.
See you later.
Cheers, guys. Yeah.
So that was a interesting. What was your least favorite read
in high school? All of it.
least favorite read.
Least favorite read, probably To Kill a Mockingbird.
That book was like the hardest book we read.
I don't know why they still teach it. There's literally no
just
nothing boring to
books.
Learn about
that. It's
book.
Like they're boring. Like the books they make you read in high are just. Nah,
don't tell me Of Mice and Men wasn't a slap.
Hated that.
What?
Hated that.
That was a slap. You're crazy.
So I think, I know, it was so bad.
Towards Kill Lenny and everyone's like, what?
No.
He killed the dog and the mouse, but not, what?
Look what you're doing right now. It was so, to me, I'm 100% the same place as you guys, but realize, I think it was so bad, the only way to make it entertaining, we had to laugh at it.
True.
Look what you guys are. You're all laughing at it right now. I mean, like the whole thing when he kills Lenny or whatever, or Lenny kills whoever. You're kind of like, oh my god, but that's kind of funny.
Well, I feel like we were really, really laughing. We were like gasping. We were like, you know what I mean? Like,
dude, something actually happened in the book.
But yeah, it was a long read for no freaking
no,
reason.
No, worst.
Did you read Shakespeare, Jeremy, at all?
I you know what? I actually read more Shakespeare in college than I did in high school.
Did you enjoy it better in high school or college?
I honestly didn't. I feel like once I got to college, then I started like actually to appreciate the value, you know, like behind all that good stuff.
Big
but,
Shakespeare guy.
But yeah, I know, dude.
Whoa!
Hey, to be or not to be.
I got it. That was beautiful.
You like that?
That was Machiavellian almost.
Yeah.
What do you say? What? Sorry.
To be or not
to be.
To be or not to be.
I was like, my book I hated the most in high school was The Grapes of Wrath.
Oh my goodness!
That book is terrible.
They absolutely just milk the hell out of. And I'm like,
100%.
I'm like, this book is 1,200 pages
of garbage
of 8-point font. Okay, like, I get it. There was a depression and a dust bowl. People came to California and starved.
What's the author's
name? John Steinbeck.
Steinbeck has
many great books.
He
and
does.
They showed that he just, like, the two, like...
Steinbeck wrote Of Mice and Men, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And East of Eden. If you want to read a good Steinbeck book,
Eden.
Read East of Eden.
I might look into that.
That's a damn good... It's based on... It's got a lot of Bible references. It's good.
I think what happened, because I did not take AP English... my last 2 years,
yeah,
and so gave us a choice. This is weird, but they did this. They said, like, you get to pick one of three books the whole, like, they have different, you know, like, when you go through English class in high school, they had different...
Oh, you took regular English?
I took regular, and they had different genres, and my teacher was like, all right, there's three books, pick which one you guys want to read, and he, like, pretty much, we spent 3 days going over what they were about, pretty much just, in high school, they pretty much tell you what the beginning, middle, and end is of the book before you read it.
Yeah.
And you have to write. You pretty much have to write about the stuff in between and what it means. And I think we were just so sick of John Steinbrenner or is it John Steinbeck.
John Steinbeck.
Well, because we read him sophomore year and freshman year.
Yeah.
Just boring ass books. But I think we're just like, I'm over this. Can we just read about the government watching us? And they're like, sure. I'm like, okay, cool.
Sure.
Cool.
And then that's what we continue to do.
Jude, did you file for unemployment? I know you guys that listen to this all lost your jobs, you're all furloughed, or you're getting paid cash under the table somewhere, which is respect, but...
You?
That is...
Dude, tell us, how is your unemployment search? Did you find a job?
No, I'm not looking for a job.
What did you just do?
Good guy.
Explain to the audience what you just did.
Don't explain to the audience.
Explain to the audience what are you doing right now.
Just leave it.
What?
Moving on, Drew, don't... Stop.
Dude, that can't be healthy.
No!
Oh, sorry. All right. Anyways.
I respect it.
So,
it's your own
if
dream,
your parents don't claim you as a dependent on their taxes, you should
then
be...
you apply for the stimulus
check. No, you don't apply.
No, you don't
automatic.
Apply for the
get
stimulus
that.
Check. You don't
if
get
you
the
filed,
stimulus
if
check.
If you filed taxes last year, not 2019, 2018. Oh, excuse me. 2018. If you filed for taxes and you're an independent, you should be getting 1,200 big ones in your bank account.
You should.
I got mine. Drew, did you get yours?
Negative.
Negative, partner. Anyways.
Negative.
On top of that, if you lost your job and you file for unemployment, which you all should, regardless if you'll get any money from unemployment itself, you will be getting $600 a week for 4 weeks in a row. That is 2,400 free cash dollars.
For you guys, yeah.
Imagine how many girlfriends this guy, Jeremy, can buy with $2,400.
Probably
maybe,
like half a one.
About half a one.
To New York.
Exactly.
Whoa.
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 But if I did get $600 for 4 weeks, I honestly would be super hyped.
I'd probably know.
What would you do? First,
$2,400.
What would you do with that money?
I would definitely stack up $2,400. With $2,400 right now, what
pay
I would be
dues.
Doing? Make sure I pay the dues, 100%. Other thing I do, definitely probably buy a nice case of beer.
Nice cold case.
Get some
that'd probably be the first thing I did, 100%.
Little banquet.
Yeah, dude, I'd probably just sip on some Coronas the rest of the night.
The rest of the quarantine. the 6 foot pack of Bud Light, 72 cans.
I think I'm gonna invest half of it.
Of course.
Yeah. I respect that.
I think I'm gonna keep on stocks to look out for right now, guys. Okay.
Boeing
is so in the hole right now.
Right now, I'd wait a little lower. No.
I'd wait about another week.
It doesn't matter. Because at the end
it's
of the day, you're talking
difference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, Boeing before the shit crashed was at $300 a share.
Oh, no shit.
It is at $160
right
now.
No way.
So when this thing's over, it's going to go back up. People are going to start ordering planes again. Yeah, it might be 6 months from now. But 6 months from now,
you're
double.
But the thing
flying.
Is,
let's just
the
let
the
stocks.
The thing is with stocks, 6 months, is not a long time. No. That is very, very short.
Especially if you have the money to invest, it is you won't even notice it because you don't even need it.
You don't even need to make money.
100%. Scare money, don't make money.
Like,
well, if you look at people like old people who invest their money into stocks as, you know, like a way to keep money coming in, flowing in, whatever it is.
It's a safe investment.
It's a safe investment.
Account not that can't get taxed until you pull it out.
Exactly. They invest, right, and then they wait 20 years.
Yep.
Then pull it out.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
You
like
your $5,000 to 50. That's your retirement.
Exactly.
On top.
That's why stocks is a good thing.
Yeah.
No. Stocks is solid.
Right now, we've been staying on this podcast for a while now, guys. I sold my Tesla at $550. That was a mistake.
What's it at now?
It's at $773.
Andrew Walsh said,
"It'll go up."
Andrew, how much did you make off the $550 though?
You were making like $200 already by that point, easily.
Almost half.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
Almost half.
We did well. But I could have doubled that.
This guy could have made, way more.
If you're one and a half, you're investing.
Dude, all stocks right now are actually just like, they're still kicking.
Yeah,
like,
I'll tell you right now. Don't listen to that. Don't invest in Tesla now. It's way too expensive.
No, exactly. They're definitely going to plateau at some point, and then they're going to fall back down again. But there was like a couple days where like these things just like, they just weren't climbing back up, and then, you know.
Jeremy, what stocks are you looking at right now?
Right now,
you're a financial advisor for the podcast.
I'm still looking at Peloton right now. They're actually
Peloton?
So Peloton is actually this new company that they provide like home circuits, and it's like a bike, right?
Imagine this bike mixed with P90X.
Yeah, P90X.
Oh, they're
exactly.
let's go for a run. Yep. Dude, and they go running on like a hill or whatever.
Sorta, you know what? Yeah. But the best part is I have a buddy that works for the company and they deliver bikes to everybody, right? Dude, these drivers are getting paid, probably now close to $30 an hour because of all this. Dude, they're still delivering bikes. He's a happy employee. That would only mean that their stock is falling. You know what I mean? He's like not pissed off by any means. But they did climb about $10 from the first time I saw them. So if you guys are looking at something, look at something like Peloton. You know? It's way more long term.
Here's another thing too. Bitcoin,
it's kinda like now.
Bitcoin. It's called XRP.
XRP.
Have you heard anything about XRP?
It's just another
XFL.
It's cryptocurrency.
Okay, that's possible.
Right? But it's different from Bitcoin because companies are starting to use XRP.
How does it get produced?
How you're gonna have to explain more because I know nothing about this. So like, why do companies like them sort of pick? Is it traceable?
Bank accounts. Like banks are starting to use XRP to transfer from bank to bank.
So it's like Venmo, but Bitcoin related.
Yes,
or
but it's a cryptocurrency.
Oh,
what a smart idea.
So instead of
like that's not
instead oh, no. of in.
I need to go double tap.
We'll talk about that after the podcast.
Instead of like a bank account waiting 3 or 4 days to transfer money from, let's say, Bank of America to Wells Fargo, right? You have separate accounts and need to transfer bank to bank. Whatever it is, they transfer it to XRP, and XRP transfers it from XRP to Wells Fargo, and it happens in a matter of 3 seconds.
Dude,
holy crap,
bro.
That's good.
Guess how much a coin is right now?
More than $1,000.
18 cents.
No,
I put.
Why did I guess so high?
I don't know, but I put $30 in. That's just a little bit too.
Yeah.
People who invested in Bitcoin back in the day put in $1,000, and those people are making.
You know what? Those returns are probably those returns are probably going to be even higher now because of the Bitcoin.
Send me the info on that.
That
is ridiculous. 100%.
That's really good.
Because the reason why businesses don't use Bitcoin is because it's not traceable, and so it takes most governments hate Bitcoin. They hate it because it's totally black. They give it a theory that it's just black market, which there is obviously a part of it is the black market.
Probably, yeah.
But
I mean,
at the same time, it's
just with everything else, like there is going to be a little bit of, you know, like you're paying into something, but dude, the return on it is, you know, definitely.
It's like, but the thing is, like, why American businesses are scared to use Bitcoin is because if the IRS shows up at your house or the FBI, I'd be like, so where'd this money go? Oh, we use Bitcoin.
Oh, it's called Bitcoin.
They'd be like,
no. All right.
No, that don't worry. Yeah, they don't worry like that. So that's why they don't use Bitcoin yet.
But yeah, XRP is traceable, but it can do that's everything smart. Bitcoin can't.
So
yeah.
It's like, so it's more like Zelle. More kind of yeah. Zelle. Okay. Zelle. But with a, dude, I bet the people that invented that are probably so rich right now. Oh my Zelle? God. Dude, yeah. No, I'm talking this XRP thing because you created artificial currency at no cost.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you're selling it for a cost. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
That is the... Okay, everyone's always said that. I watched this documentary on how Russia is really looking into Bitcoin and stuff. Like, they want to create their own cryptocurrency in Russia. Just, it sounds like you know more about this than me, about the whole math. I couldn't figure out the math thing. Like, what people people always say that cryptocurrency is just a big math program.
Computer science or whatever.
Basically,
it is.
Like, explain
the entire currency is based on
an algorithm.
Yeah, it's based on a system. You know how checks and balances work in the United States.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You have three branches. They check each other. So the system is: say I buy Walsh's shoes from him for 0.3 Bitcoin. We make the transaction. I get the shoes. He gets the money. There's people. They're called miners. Bitcoin miners that go in and they go through the data of all the transactions that have gone through Bitcoin, and they mine. They look for. Basically, they make it perfect. They make like a ledger almost. And they create these super complex computers, math problems that go through and do this faster. And I don't know how it works. They call it mining a Bitcoin. That's how you get your Bitcoin. They're worth like $4,000.
But nobody can figure out how that nobody actually works.
I've read on it. I've done a lot of research. I still don't know exactly how it works. But basically, you create the ledger, which also gets created by other people. And if you find an imperfection or something, then you could. I don't know how it works.
So
there's a finite number of Bitcoins. I know that.
So you're saying there's only a certain number of Bitcoins.
So you're saying, yeah. So you're saying
that's
the whole
why
point
the price
is
of
is
it keeps going.
They're
up and
paying
down.
You for the auto correction. You're doing the math. Your computer is doing the corrections for them, and they're paying you for that. In a way,
it's based. It's not controlled by the government. It's controlled by the people that are in it. It's controlled by the people that keep track of other people.
Because I've also heard. That based off what you just said is a part of it, why it's worth money is the technology.
Yeah.
It's worth.
Yeah.
Like when people first invested in Bitcoin, they're like, the technology of this, like that's what Russia's like. Russia's like the technology. It's not, we don't care about the whole cryptocurrency thing.
No.
The technology of artificially
creating
money and people be able to create money off of that money is mind-blowing. Like I don't think anyone's, it's like we talk about what was pay-per-view, no one understood what it is.
Exactly.
What was the internet? Nobody could tell you. In early 2000s, what's the internet? I have no idea.
People
what the internet
still can't tell you what it is.
It's just a thing.
Yeah, Google.
It exists.
What's Google?
In 1996, yeah, when ABC was, what's Google's company called? ABC, right? Or something like that.
I have no idea.
And they're like or the alphabet or something like that. And they're like, yeah, so we're gonna create a search engine. People are like, what else is a search engine?
Yeah.
Like that's the same thing. They like created something that no one will understand. We'll probably understand what it is in 20 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And yeah. Dang. Another thing too about this XRP thing is when Bitcoin was at 18 cents, what XRP is at now, per coin, per share, whatever you want to say. People who invested $20 into Bitcoin back then, they're now at like 2.3 million, right?
Yep.
Sounds
about right.
Net worth wise. But if you invested like $200 into that, your net worth is like $239 million. And you put $1,000 in, you're making billions of dollars, right? Yep. So that's pretty much why I did it. I was like, 30 bucks? Like...
That's stupid.
I'll
that
take
doesn't
it.
Hurt me.
Yeah,
that's
I'll
stupid.
Take it.
Dude, never. Yeah. I will never understand it.
So I'm going to go find that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some research.
I'm
going to
go find
a
that.
Worthy,
XRP.
Worthy subject. 100%.
Yeah, 18 cents.
Oh, that's right.
We'll probably see return.
Our last subject of the day.
Oh, sorry. Just to finish off, though, on the XRP, though, dude, with people finding out about it now and the way that social media actually works, this thing is, dude, our returns are probably going to come back even sooner because people are going to find out even faster.
True.
So that means
social
that
media.
we're going to be able to benefit from that even way faster than people that invested in Bitcoin. So
well,
our return
Bitcoin,
is exactly
Bitcoin sat at under a dollar
for a long
six
time.
Years, seven
That's what
years,
I'm saying, you know?
Right? And
when people
then,
find out about things like that, it's,
and it and even
blows up.
Even people who had Bitcoin when they bought it for like
2 cents, 3 cents a coin, mm-hmm. right? And then it sat, or then it got to a dollar. They're like, okay, well, I invested $1,000 in this.
Exactly.
Right? I just made this much money when now it's at a dollar.
Wow.
Right? Literally. But now that it's at, I don't know what it's at.
$7,800 right now.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, $7,800, whatever. Those people bank. Right? Stupid that is money. Some
stupid
bank.
Money. And so we're going to, what the hell? Oh,
gonna okay. Kill that thing. Clap it. There you go.
Yeah. Bye, buddy.
I respect the game.
Yep.
We want to come out with top 10 movies of all time. Or are you guys going to do top 10 movies of the 20th century?
All time.
We'll do all time.
All time.
I have a list of 10 right here.
Okay.
Give me your.
You gotta start giving us warnings for these kind of things.
No, actually. Start using your brain.
Honestly, no, dude.
Godfather's up there.
I think Godfather's
Godfather
one.
Godfather Part 1. It's either one or two.
So we'll put Godfather as it's top two. Godfather Part 1.
I'm not sure if you guys have watched it. Have you guys watched the first Fast and Furious by any chance?
I thought Fast and Furious 5 was better than Fast and Furious 1.
Honorable mention.
I'm saying the first movie, even if... I mean, yeah, honor. I guess if you put it at number 10, what is an honorable mention, you know? No difference. But
you can put a series. We'll put a series instead of movies.
I'm just saying the first Fast and Furious series. I need you guys to watch that movie because, dude, it's such a low budget. It's just like... The way that film was produced, and from what it's grown to now, iconic. There's nothing changing that bad boy.
One movie that belongs in the top 10 somewhere, not sure where. Batman: Dark Knight.
Oh, dude, The Dark Knight, bro. That's on there. That has the one with the Joker, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's in there somewhere. We don't know where, but it's gonna be in there.
I feel like it's number 8.
Okay, we're gonna. That's a good number.
I gotta say, Godfather's number 1.
Oh God, we'll just fix that.
Okay, how about this? How much of a fan were you guys of Wolf of Wall Street? Because
Wolf of Wall Street, great movie, not top ten. It's an honorable mention.
Okay,
right, I'm gonna hit you with 4 right now. You gotta tell me if you say no, answer.
Okay.
Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Pulp Fiction.
I mean, 3 or 4.
Okay, so I'm down 1 already.
Absolutely.
I'm doing great.
Easy.
All right, number 2. You guys ready for this? This might be a little too old for you guys. I'm not sure. Back to the Future.
Oh, easy.
Okay.
Yeah. Easy. Look, you got to think about that one.
Back to the Future.
Okay,
Are we going on grossing? Are we going on movie quality? What is the parameter?
If it's a good movie. What do you think it's a top?
It's not a good movie, but it's a great movie at the same time. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't put
There's
Back
so
to the
many
future.
Things unexplained in that movie. It's not even
But that's
funny.
What makes it good.
I wouldn't
So put, is Lord... Okay, wait. Lord of the Rings. Hold up. We got to put Lord...
No.
Are you serious?
Nope.
Okay. Star Wars, the second one.
Ooh, no, I like the third one. Star I feel like Wars the third is one is...
No,
okay, like, we can do a separate third one. We can do a separate for series. How about that?
Okay. Yeah,
we'll
let's
top
go.
Top 10 for movies,
okay.
top 5 for series.
Okay, okay, okay. okay. I think...
Individual movies.
Oh,
individual
Empire movies. Strikes Back, I think is the second...
Great one.
That's, I think that Empire one's half... Strikes Back. Empire Strikes Back.
I don't know if it's top 10, because there's like... I mean, y'all ever seen Citizen Kane?
Citizen Kane.
You seen Citizen Kane?
Gone with the Wind.
Forrest Gump.
You gotta put
Citizen
Kane
in there.
Gump
in here.
No.
I think Ferris Bueller's Day Off is up there.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's so wrong. No way.
What do you mean?
I didn't like that. I didn't like that movie that much.
What? Wait. Did you guys not like Forrest Gump? Are you saying that?
No. It is so cheesy.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so fake.
Top 10, bro.
I gotta say,
top
10. One that I'm sure you wouldn't think about.
That's number
7. I'd say number 2 is probably Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's why I said the Gone with the Wind. Like, these are just OG movies.
Gone with the Wind,
okay. So, what would you say?
I'd say number 2 is Wizard of Oz.
Probably, yeah.
Number 2
is Wizard of
just
Oz.
Just based on, like, that was, the
tech,
like, the first
the tech
big color movie. They had the flying monkeys. They had all, they had the Garland. It was all, everything was huge about that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're still watching it now, like, name one other movie from the 40s you still watch now. You can't.
True.
Yeah.
You can't.
Open your telephone for me, Jeremy. I need to do some research. We need to pull up movies because I think we're not thinking of like all of them. Like, I feel like we're gonna be disrespecting the audience right now.
Let's see. Shawshank Redemption. Ooh.
I don't think so.
That's another. That's like 20. That's like around 20.
That's,
you know what I mean? It's tough.
But like, you could make an argument. That's
we have yet to mention one that you can't make an argument.
True.
For.
True.
Yeah.
I think the fact
I got one actually. I got a good one. Schindler's List.
Schindler's List.
That's a
Do you guys like
movie.
The pianist? Do you guys
remember
the pianist?
Well.
I never saw
Schindler's
that one.
List. That
I'll put Schindler's List in there. I'm okay.
Culturally,
I'll put that like a six.
Do you guys ever watch Apocalypto?
Apocalypto.
Oh, or Apocalypto? No, I think it is Apocalypto.
That's I'm gonna put a movie.
What about Indiana Jones? That's I personally love that movie.
Indiana Jones is my favorite character of all time.
I love Raiders of the Last Ark.
Is that the first one?
That's
the
first one.
The best one.
I love Indiana Jones.
We'll put some Indian there. I'm down to put Indian in this list.
I'd put Indiana Jones before Star Wars, no question.
You put Indiana Jones before Star Wars?
Not in series, but
dude, okay, you know what?
Just that specific movie from that. I also think...
Rocky, bro. Rocky.
No.
Rocky,
yes. The first Rocky movie. Those Rocky movies are so low.
Rocky
4
was the best
movie. I think the first Rocky movie was made for like $25,000, bro.
Dude, probably. But dude, 25 grand at that point in time was...
I really feel like you guys need to put a Lord of the Rings movie in this.
So what about the two greatest...
Dude, okay, The Beauty and the Beast.
I'm looking for, money-wise?
We need to put a Disney movie on
there. The top three movies netting of all time.
Avatar, Titanic,
and the Avengers.
And the Avengers. So what about Avatar and Titanic? Where do you guys put those?
Avatar, I don't think, could go on the list because of the fact it's just like, it's a cool movie. It's a very interesting.
Titanic and Avengers.
Avatar made, people went to see Avatar because the 3D was the camera, top of the line technology, right? The movie was more based on an idea.
Absolutely.
Not. The movie.
They made the movie around the technology, not the
Yeah.
What about Jurassic Park?
No.
Ghostbusters?
Guys, I think like natural cinema.
Cinema. Exactly.
Not movies, cinema.
You have to understand that these movies in their time, my friend, were doing numbers.
Oh, my friend, Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction's, I think, four.
Ghostbusters gross,
but we're not talking.
That is not cinema.
We're not talking at the time. We're talking best movies
ever.
Not just in 1984.
No, ever.
Okay. Schindler's List. We're.
I really think The Wolf of Wall Street deserves to be on this list.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
At like 10, though.
Number
10.
It is number 10.
Maybe.
You guys.
Okay, so we'll hold on.
What about Reservoir Dogs? That's a great one.
Time out. You guys knew...
Quentin Tarantino, we can't put two of them on there.
We can't. We already have two,
the
no?
The first moment you
we only have Pulp Fiction. I was like, I'll put Kill Bill on here. Like, come on now. Like,
the first time you guys did watch Wolf of Wall Street, though, you guys do knew that you guys... Like, by the moment that the movie ended, you felt a different way.
You know what?
Here's the thing. That impacts us. That doesn't impact everybody.
That's exactly...
That doesn't impact my dad.
Really? That was my... I would say the same thing. I was like, I guarantee if I show that movie to my dad, which he's seen it, he'd be like, it's a stupid guy who did a hell of a coke.
This is our 10.
This is top.
If it was our 10, I wouldn't have put Wizard of Oz. I have to be some decency. Like,
Wizard of Oz is a good movie. I probably would have put that.
Oh, it's a great movie. Come on.
What about like Jaws?
How we feel
about
Jaws? That's not cinema. You know that's
like
cinema.
It's not like Sharknado. Like with the Avatar, that technology.
That's your phone, dude.
Like that's
not like.
I have look up the Watch Mojo made a top like 100 of all time, and they will get
Silence of the Lambs. That's going too.
That's a tough one.
Best horror movie.
That's a tough movie. I don't like putting horror movies. That, if you can make a really good horror, like, what's the Paranormal Activity?
Great movie.
Those are all honorable mentions.
The Dark Knight is
100% on. The Dark Knight's one of the greatest movies ever.
Let's say,
it's not on here.
Let's say,
put it right here, brother. Dark Knight. Yeah. Sorry, my...
Oh, perfect. We did Dr. say his number. Excuse me.
What else? Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. Come on, we only get one Italian mob movie.
Goodwill Hunting. Do you guys like that one?
No, I love Goodwill Hunting.
It's a good movie.
Okay, so right now, guys,
I really like that movie.
We have Godfather at 1, Wizard of Oz at 2. We have nothing at 3. Pulp Fiction is a hard 4. Nothing at 5. 6, we have Schindler's List. 7 is a scratch. 8 is Dark Knight. 9 blank, 10 blank.
Saving Private Ryan. Dude. Yes, that's a fantastic movie. That's number 10.
I'm with Jeremy. I'll put that up there just because there's stories of World War II vets who watched that movie and literally had like PTSD because it was so real.
Exactly.
Because they made it so well and like
depicted.
I'm only going to put that at 10 though. 10
is
on. That's fine. That's
Saving the Private. Okay.
That was a really good movie. I do remember the first time I watched that movie.
What about... You're going to laugh at me about this, but what about American Pie? Great movie, dude.
Terrible movie.
Great movie.
And a follow-up to that would be Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt's also great.
Joe Dirt was a great movie.
E.T.?
E.T.'s good.
E.T. was good.
That was good, Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. Well, you could
Fight Club? You guys Fight Club
kind of
guy?
I hate you for
saying that. Platoon? Dude, look at this photo.
Platoon's up there.
Platoon.
Platoon for sure.
What? Platoon?
Best war movie ever.
Really?
Why did Saving Private Ryan?
The thing is, the reason why I don't like saying Saving Private Ryan is because I feel like 1917, if you haven't seen it yet, it is the exact same movie story-wise, but from a completely different, like, creative perspective.
Gotcha.
So it's like, when you watch Saving Private Ryan, the story's just phenomenal. Like, the whole thing, the character development, the story.
It's not a war movie. It's a
person movie. It's a person movie. 1917, no character development.
Just a war movie.
They say their names once in the whole movie.
So just straight up depicts war?
It's very little action.
I gotta watch it.
It is just like I said, like every single review I read, it's like you sit there the whole time in the movie, like, because after 30 minutes.
What movie is this?
1917, World War One, which high budget World War One movie has never been made.
Never.
So it's like trench war. These guys are sent to go deliver a message, just like Saving Private Ryan. But it's the whole time, it's one camera angle. So you're with two guys, almost a whole movie. And after a while, you're like, you feel like you're there with them.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that. Watch it tonight, dude. You will sit there, like, you gotta watch, don't watch it on a big TV, or else it just kills the vibe. Like, this is like an iPhone movie, but you put it, like, right to your face. Promise you.
Throw it on the VR.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be ridiculous, though. Give me your phone. Open up your phone. Open up your phone. I'm going to educate you.
What's it on? Where can I watch this?
You. Whoa, what is that? Whoa, Jude. That was Jude Cowp. That was Jude.
It's a great song. Rockstar by Nickelback. Great song.
I know. I'm still. So look, there's just so many.
I think Shawshank Redemption's up there, honestly.
Shawshank Redemption, huh?
Are you drooling?
Yes. Spider-Man? You guys like the Spider-Man
movie? Oh, God,
no. The second one where he saves Mary Jane.
So, The Dark Knight, Pulp Fiction was on there.
That was a solid-ass movie.
Apocalypse Now. No.
Yeah, true.
Apocalypse Now is just a crazy movie. The fact that people think that's a cool... Wizard of Oz, okay. We need to have Gone with the Wind on here.
It's probably like...
We'll put it 5. I don't want to put it 3 because I just didn't like it that much. Gone.
It's so boring.
With Pineapple Express.
Stop!
Dude, Step Brothers, that's on there, bro.
Dude, but those are like funny, good movies.
But
for,
dude,
like,
those
kids.
Movies, no. Dude, those movies are classics. Like, we're gonna watch those movies and be like, those movies. Dude, salt, like, put it on. Like, let's watch it.
Yeah, but I'm gonna show my kids some movie like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and they're gonna be like, Dad, what the hell is this?
What is this?
I'm gonna be like, look.
Okay.
You just sit down and watch this shit because I'm laughing.
You need to be educated.
You're probably gonna throw like the Breakfast Club.
Okay, so based on their list, we are very dead on.
Really?
We're right on the money.
I just noticed
Dark Knight's on there. Schindler's is on there. Gone with the Wind. Pulp Fiction. Wizard of Oz. The Godfather. We need to add Shawshank Redemption.
I think
I'll put that. I'll gladly put that at 7.
No problem. Yeah, absolutely.
Redemption's at 7.
Honestly, like. Okay, so I'm not a big Star Wars guy. Like, I think the movies are cool to watch. I'm not like,
You don't think it's cinema, though.
Yeah.
But it's got to be on there. I mean, it's probably, like, culturally, no movie's ever had a bigger impact. You know what I mean?
I'll put Star Wars at 9, but we all, it's the second, I can't remember the name of it, but you know. Yeah, the whole one was like, Luke, I am your father.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. So Star Wars, yeah.
Star Wars.
Crazy. He said, Luke, I am crazy.
Y'all know the line. So we need number 2, guys.
Number three. We need a hard number 3, too. Like, we need a number 3 that deserves to be on the number 3.
We go, like, yeah, number 3, yep.
Because I guess none of these I feel like can be 3. None of them I feel like can be 3.
No.
Let me see.
Is there a James Bond movie that we loved? No. I loved the Casino Royale.
It's too new.
The
best one they made, for sure.
Oh, that's the best Daniel Craig movie.
Yeah, dude, I feel absolutely. Like The Wolf of Wall Street deserves to
I'm not going to put that as disrespectful.
Just because you're a young businessman doesn't really get
it's like, that's the life I want to live.
No, never. I would just look at that and be like, that's a gnarly life.
What are we missing, guys? We're missing a 3. It's so hard to find a good 3.
I mean, we could throw it to the poll on Instagram.
Ooh. I like the way you think.
What's the best movie of all time? Whatever movie gets the most.
But we need. We have to think we can't have people write opinions. We need to have like 4 movies that have options.
We put the.
So we have the Wolf. The Wolf, even though that better not get win.
That's 12%. It's gonna be
true.
The one.
What were the ones we said?
Be like, why are you putting that movie on there? It's all good. Wait, dude, I want to find like a.
So I put the Wolf, Back to the Future.
We're gonna do.
What about like The Sound of Music?
honestly, a good movie. You're gonna say it's too new, but in 10 years, it'll be on the top 10 of all time. A Star Is Born.
A Star Is Born.
Right now, no. great movie.
It's a great movie.
But it would be at like 9.
What about like the other 3 though?
They made. Yeah, that's the thing though. It took 3 of them to
that's
make.
That's true.
It,
yeah.
And then they had to change the story for the new one.
Exactly.
True.
It's not the same story if you watched the last 3.
Gosh. Oh.
That's why I have just a nudge about that.
Number 3.
Damn, not yeah. The
let's go modern, so it's easier for us to think about
just
it.
A modern movie.
A modern within the last 20 years.
Frozen.
Oh, shut
up. Frozen.
He's got to tell man. Jeremy has a girlfriend.
Frozen.
He has to go to the movies
with. Dude, Frozen?
Biggest anime movie.
So I've worked in Costco plenty of hours at this point, and I have never seen kids stop at the TV section and stare at the movie Frozen for the amount of time that I've been standing on my shift. They watch the movie replay. Exactly.
I used to do that all the time. I used to be like, yo, Ma, go shopping.
Shrek? Are we going to put Shrek on there?
Shrek?
Shrek? Dude, Shrek was
a
good
if you put an animated movie on this, that's disrespectful.
True. There's just so much more good art out there. Yeah.
Art, exactly. Shrek is not art. It's just making poop jokes the whole time.
Dude, but that's so funny.
Like, I could put Dumb and Dumber up there and be fine with it.
Dude, yeah, Dumb and Dumber. That's a solid movie. Yeah. Ace Ventura: Pet Detective.
Talladega Nights. I could put Talladega
Number 1. That's number 1. That was a special place in my heart.
All right, we'll put Talladega Nights on the option
list.
We're missing out on like I've never seen Casablanca, but people say that's like one of the best movies ever.
Where's the movie? Listen, baby, ain't no valley.
Oh,
where they're playing.
Football, it. Denzel. What's
Remember
it called?
The Titans.
Remember the Titans.
I won't put that. Out.
So good.
Okay, I'm gonna list 5 movies right now. Cheesy movies that could easily be on this list though. Elf.
Dude, Elf.
No. You listen
classic.
Up.
No.
You listen up right now. You know what Elf?
Hey.
Elf came out 20 years ago.
It did.
People still watch that every single year. They will be watching Elf the day we croak. Okay.
That Home is Alone? A Home Alone, bro.
Not as good as Elf though. Elf is. I love Home Alone, but.
Home Alone is a good movie.
But we still watch Elf every single year.
Oh yeah, I watch Elf when it's not good.
Yeah, I can't stand it anymore. The whole, the shower scene to this day haunts me.
Yeah.
Where she's fine. Singing in the shower and he walks in the shower and I'm like...
Hey, but Zooey Deschanel was a baddie in that movie, though.
What happened?
You ain't never seen New Girl? Come on, she's baddie New Girl, too.
Oh, I didn't know.
Baddie New Girl. The Lion King?
We do this for a TV series, too, but we literally can't think
TV
of...
TV series.
Breaking Bad's number 1.
Breaking Bad is on there.
What are you going through here? What are you?
So I'm right now. Right now.
Back to the Future. There you go. That's making it.
A lot of the movies that we have mentioned here are like, dude, we're like spot on 100%.
The thing is,
I'm looking for something that is like a number.
The thing is,
that
I would have no problem putting the second Godfather on this list too.
No
problem.
We just can't do that. We just can't do that.
I wouldn't either.
We have all. That's the thing. We have all the movies. Like.
We have
go off this website. Name the movies here.
Okay, cool. So at number 30, it's
Avatar.
They have this
at
30. Is
interesting.
They have
that's
Avatar
brutal,
at 30.
Right.
That is brutal.
Scarface. That's a good one, but
ooh.
Still, that's too low.
Yeah, too low.
It's culturally significant, but it's not a great movie.
I just want something that just makes sense, and it's like the Cinderella Man. No, Bad Boys. No, we're not. No, how's no. The Professional. Do you guys like that movie? You haven't seen that movie? You guys gotta watch The Professional, dude.
Don't the one where he kills everyone?
I mean, I'll put...
Yes, bro.
Yeah, I'll low-key put Tropical Thunder on this list.
No, we're not
putting Tropical Thunder.
Hilarious.
First of all, you're getting the damn name wrong, so we definitely can put it on the list. It's Tropic Thunder, dog.
Oh, my bad.
True.
Yeah, whatever.
True.
They shit different.
True. Point.
You knew what I was talking about
right
away.
Yeah, you wouldn't have corrected me if you knew.
All right, but if you were going to put it on the top, then you would have.
Oh, 100%. Come on. Back to the Future once again. Grandma's
Boy.
What the hell
boy.
Is 2006?
You guys
never
like
heard of that.
You really? Grandma's Boy is a the Benchwarmers, dude. That's a
Stop.
Classic, bro.
Stop.
The Benchwarmers is a classic.
Keep scrolling. We're gonna find one in here.
The Red
Shawshank
the
Redemption.
No.
Okay.
Pirates. No.
No.
The
Network. I saw that on a few of these lists. They all think that Network movie is the one with
the Social Network.
Or the Social Network. Yeah. Sorry.
So,
Caddyshack.
No.
Oh my god.
Bro,
I will put Caddyshack down right now.
Rush Hour? Do you guys like Rush Hour?
No.
Rush Hour is good.
Rush Hour is so the third Rush Hour with Jackie Chan, bro.
Iron Giant. That's
what? A great movie.
Good movie, but come on.
Forrest Gump is at number one. Bro. All right.
Like an
number
one.
Okay, so we'll put Iron Giant.
Yeah, we'll take it in the poll. We'll take it
Forrest. True. What was the other movie that we just looked over?
No, you missed one.
What was the last one? What was the last one you just said? Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
Okay, so our options for number three on this list. I'll let you guys know the whole list, then we'll go to the options. So number one's Godfather. Two is Wizard of Oz. Three's Blank. Four is Pulp Fiction. Five's Gone with the Wind. Six, Schindler's List. Seven is Shawshank Redemption. Eight is The Dark Knight. Nine is Star Wars, the second one of the original series. And 10 is Saving Private Ryan. So, and your options for number three are The Wolf of Wall Street, Back to the Future.
I say we move Pulp Fiction up one and do that poll for the four.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm with that.
Talladega Nights, that's kind of a joke. But Casino Royale with Daniel Craig, the newest one.
Casino Royale.
Fantastic. Iron Giant, Forrest Gump, Elf, and Caddyshack. Those are you guys to be the options, all right? So hope you enjoyed the podcast. I'll see you next week for another great episode. These are the kids. Peace.